Keep it light out.
It's terrible.
Why would they make it dark before most people get out of work? That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah. I don't like it. I look at the clock sometimes and go, if it was summer, I'd be outside. The sun would still be shining.
Of course.
I'd be in the pool. And then you look out and go, oh, it's nighttime. It's time for bed.
Right.
there's no rhyme or reason to it, but I can't motivate myself. Here's my night during these winter months. I don't really leave the house very often. Like, literally, don't even go outside. Just to get wood for the fireplace.
Ooh,
it's outside,
nice.
So I get some wood. I bring it in. I turn on TV. I look for a TV show. I grab a beer from downstairs. And then I'm obsessively poking at the fire. I'm an obsessive fire poker.
Why don't you hire someone to do that for you, too,
no,
man? No. Hire a fire poker.
Because I'm alone.
You're not alone, are you?
I sit on the couch all alone. I sip on my little beer. I go through the remote to find something. And then I look over at the fire and I think, oh, that log's got to be turned. And I obsess at turning logs over and throwing another one on. That's a good fire. I become obsessed with just having a good fire.
You want a perfect fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy. I'm like a hamster on a wheel at night. Downstairs, beer, remote, poke fire, beer, remote, poke fire.
That sounds like a fine night.
Oh, it is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's wonderful. And I also, when I go downstairs in the basement, I got to have my phone with me and my firearm.
Why?
Well, because you never know if someone's going to break in when you're downstairs, and I don't want to leave it upstairs. See, I don't like sitting with it in a holster or something on the couch, so I just put it on, like, the table next to me. But then I think if I go downstairs and I come up and someone's there, I go, you screwed up, didn't you?
Oops. So you walk around the house with the gun in your hand.
Yeah, so I got to, like, walk around with it, like, in one hand and my phone in the other. As I just walk around the house,
prepared,
wondering if the neighbors are going to, like, look in the window and just see me walking around the house.
Like a lunatic.
Armed.
I don't... here's
my house.
Here's a guy wants to talk about the reason for daylight savings time. We don't care.
It's
we don't
just
care where it started, what the reason is. I mean, just go with logic. People don't want to leave work at 5 o'clock and it's pitch dark out already.
No.
They want to be able to do a few things, you know, after work maybe.
Makes rush hour worse because people can't drive at night.
Not only should it... I mean, if we didn't do the daylight savings time, it would be 5:45 that the sun would set, right?
Yeah.
I suggest we go the complete opposite and make the sun set at 6:45.
Tack another friggin'
because who cares if it's really dark in the morning when you're going to work? It doesn't matter. You can't do anything anyway.
It should be spring ahead, spring twice ahead.
Exactly. Logically, then, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, until like the next year when you never pull back and then you spring ahead again. And before you know it, it's midnight and it's light out.
That's fine. People would enjoy that.
That's fine.
There'd be less people crashing after coming home from the bars.
Would be nice.
They could see shit.
That would be odd walking out of a bar at 3 in the morning and it's just bright noon sunlight.
Yeah. I think the sun should rise. Yeah, you can think this is crazy. Uh-huh. I understand. 11 a.m.
11 a.m. sunrise.
Before you laugh at me, think about it. It's a waste of time in the morning, right? Who cares if it's light out while you're showering and going to work?
Yeah, that's true.
And then right around the time you might be able to step out of the office for a little lunch, the sun is coming
sunrise.
Up for the day.
Everyone gets to see a beautiful sunrise.
The first time that you actually get to go outside, there's the sun. Before that, it doesn't matter because you're working. And then that means that the sun sets way later in the day and you could do all sorts of shit after work. Why the fuck not?
What of the farmers? They get up a little later.
They just
they could farm until 9 at night.
Isn't the sun supposed to peek in on the window as you're waking up? Like for normal people, doesn't it kind of?
No. And the farmers could figure it out on their own.
Yeah, just to offset their schedule.
Whatever the hours of sunlight is, that's their schedule.
Why do farmers want to get up at 3 in the morning to start farming? They're the earliest risers ever. Dumb farmers, stay in bed.
And what for the morale of the factory workers?
Well, they get to work and they're in a factory. They don't. What do you think? There's light, nice windows.
We don't have
big
factories.
Fucking picture windows in factory. Yeah, what is a factory?
Yeah, there's not
what
one.
The fuck are you? 18 fucking 90.
There's not a window in a factory, man.
There's not a factory.
I'm telling you,
they black them up with paint. Who windows if they got them?
Who can I talk to about this idea? This is brilliant. I'm telling you, this is brilliant.
Who's in charge of